on Q105.
You feel it? Good. Me too. It's the weather. It's coming. It's Q105. Winter weather advisory till 7 o'clock. Rain change into freezing rain. Change into sleet. Then heavy snow today. 2 to 4 inches possible. The freezing rain could be starting anytime soon because we're at 34 right now at the cumulus compound. So get ready for that. Temps dropping to 20 by this afternoon. And then it's going to be very cold for the weekend. Clear cold tonight. Low zero. Tomorrow, sunny 17. Sunday, sunny 19. So deal with that, peeps. 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. My apologies. Overwhelming texts. I'll get to them at some point on the show, but I've been kind of busy. It's been a lot of action here with the weather and the crazy weather. Well, a lot of responsibility. I had to get these superintendents pull head out of arse and cancel these schools and stop with that two-hour delay crap, you morons.
Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And
nice
you and your you were going to drive to Port Clinton,
yeah,
risk your life.
Well, you know,
to have some little girls' weekend frolicking in the Bay Erie, Lake Erie. In the
I'll
Bay.
Go with you.
Ice fishing. That's what we were going to do.
Yeah, sure.
That's what we're telling everyone. We were going to go ice fishing.
Sure, stay off the ice.
Anyway, if anybody else has any travel plans, you need me to help you pull your head out of your arse, call the show and I'll do it for you because I'm here. I'm a giver.
He's got big arms.
That's right. That's what I do. All right, Funky Friday coming up, our crazy football picks, which I haven't made my picks yet. Have you made yours, Susan?
Mm-mm.
You made yours, Paul?
Yep.
Trish, sure doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Going with the mojo.
Are you?
The mojo.
The mojo.
Okay. Yeah. You keep going with that mojo because you know what that's gotten you? Dead last.
Right.
Only a game ahead of Rob. You got to try to beat Rob. Come on. Rob's only ahead of you on one game. Susie and I are tied. Paul is only two games back. Brad's three games back. So you guys are still in it. There's only four games to pick, so who knows?
I'm going to fail strong. Wait, no, that's
try to
strong.
Beat Rob. Come on. All right, let's do What's Up Toledo, and then we're going to do our Funky Friday and all our stuff here on the queue. Here you go. All right, you know how your kids keep breaking into the songs from Frozen if you got little kids? Well, the folks at River Raisin Center for the Arts, they know that. They're hosting a special sing-along version of the animated blockbuster Sunday, January 21st at 3 o'clock. All tickets are $13, general admission. All the information is at riverraisincenter.org. Yeah, when you got little kids, that's kind of cool. All right, the Ability Center is hosting an event called Dealing for Dogs. And that's happening Saturday, January 27th, 6:30 to 10 o'clock at Owens Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And our very own Paul and his Enter the Sandman Network. What is that thing called again?
Entertainment Network.
You're the casino guy, right?
Yep,
so you're like master of ceremonies for this deal, right?
I'm going to be the orchestrator of the casino. So
okay, and whatever
that
is. All right, so this is going to be kind of a cool deal. And you get to hang out with Yummy. So it's January 27th, it's Saturday, 6:30 to 10 at Owens, like I said. Live music, casino-style gambling, all proceeds from the event benefit ADAI. The mission is to help children and adults with disabilities achieve greater independence by training and placing service and therapy dogs to assist with individuals' daily needs. Foods from Fakashas, which you know it's going to be good. Tickets are available at abilitycenter.org. Abilitycenter.org under the News and Events tab. Riverview Yacht Club announces Sunday breakfast. Their buffet is back. It's a fundraiser. It goes on now through March 25th, 8:30, 11:30, Sunday mornings at the club, which is 5981 Edgewater Drive in Point Place. The buffet features eggs, potatoes, bacon, sausage, ham, French toast, pancakes, biscuits, homemade gravy, made-to-order omelets and burritos, fruit, toast, juice, coffee. I mean, are you kidding me? Adults, $9. Seniors, $8. $5 for the kids, 12 and under. Sunday breakfast buffet is open to everybody. It's not, you don't have to be a member. And the proceeds go to fund the 2018 Commodore's Ball. More information at riverviewyachtclub.org. And if you're looking to really make a difference in your community and you have the time during the week, how about becoming a mentor? Trish and I did it for a couple of years, and it was so rewarding and so awesome. You can help out these kids at Toledo School. They'll you know, work your schedule around your schedule. It's very, very flexible. You can do, you know, one day a week, a couple hours a week, whatever. You're dealing with kindergarten kids through third grade students. It's awesome. They serve 300 kindergartens through third grade, and they need, they have 200 volunteers. All the information, go to partnerstoledo.org. Partnerstoledo.org. And across the top, you got the donate button, who we are, and the program services. Hold it over that button of the program services. It'll drop down Mentor in Toledo. And you will love it. It's so rewarding and fulfilling. And you will fall in love with the kids just like me and Trisha did. And finally, the third annual Denny Schaefer Disco Party with the brand new Disco Party layout, which I just, Ken Leslie just sent me. We're changing it up. It's going to be very cool, which means we can get more people in. The third annual party will be Friday, June 22nd. Jason, my friend Jason, who helps put these parties on, he got engaged.
Oh,
nice.
He got engaged?
Yeah. I said, when's the date, dude? And he said, I don't know, later on this year. I said, well, just make sure it's not June 22nd because you're busy. So my party's down in Hensville Park, and, of course, it benefits veterans. Veterans Matter, raising funds for them. $53,000 from last year's party. So this year, if all goes well, if you guys continue to support these things and they sell, it sells out, maybe we'll raise more than $53,000. 70 vets got housed because of the disco party last year. So mark it down now. Put it on your family calendar. Friday, June 22nd, downtown. Any other disco party that's not downtown on June 22nd, that ain't mine. That's not me, and you're not helping veterans. All of our proceeds go to the veterans. Not a portion, not a little $1,000, $2,000 spike to somebody so you can say, oh, well, ours is for charity. Okay?
Right.
Ours is for the veterans, okay? So mark that down, and then ticket information sometime this spring. We'll get the tickets information. So start gathering the folks that you're going to want to sit at your table, and it's going to be a lot of fun with some cool stuff this year. All right, don't move. 8:53, Denny and the Girls. Funky Friday coming up next.